You're listening to Weeb Chat Radio.
And what is up, my friends? The time has come for another episode of Weeb Chat Radio. It is I, Binger, here at your service for another enticing episode of news, reviews, waifus, and best girls, and husbandos if they're around. I am not alone, however. I am with the crew. Starting off with he who does the most, Brian McNair. What's up, my friend?
Man, I haven't heard that in so long. What is going on, people? I know you're probably asking yourselves and wondering to yourselves, what majestic adventures has he been up to the point where he can't show us that his voice has been abundant and his presence hasn't been consistent? Well, you know what? Mind your business. Because what I do is work in the background so that y'all can enjoy when I do show up. Y'all never know when I'm coming. And when I do come, it is a grand, majestic experience, as those who went to GalaxyCon 2023 can attest. And yeah, so I'm back with my shenanigans, back on my, depending on how PG or rated R this podcast is going to be, you can fill in the blank. So what's going on, people? A lot to talk about. And I'm like a cold. I come and I go. That's all I can say.
All right. And he is not alone, my friends. We have a new member to the fam. Miss Michelle Trapp, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. It is I. You can call me Michelle, you can call me Trapp. Everybody calls me Trapp. So that is preferred, I suppose. But I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to be here. And thank you for having me.
Always. Well, as usual, guys, we always do that little bit of housekeeping before we get into the nitty gritty. So, as per usual, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always hit us on our social medias at Weeb Chat Radio on Facebook and Instagram. We're also on Twitter or X at Chat Weeb. And as always, you can drop us a line at weebchatradio@gmail.com. Now, with that out of the way, there's been a lot of news, a lot of things going down in the last, few weeks, months, hell, a year since the show's been on. Of course, it's early in the year and GalaxyCon is upon us again, GalaxyCon 2024. We Chat Radio will be there again. this time without the writers or actor strike. So,
yeah. That was boring. I mean, no, that was cool. That was good. Like, imagine running up on an anime, voice actor, and the most they can talk about is what their dog did at the clinic. Like, I just, that was not fun. Yeah, I used to cut grass in my spare time. That show that I did, I can't remember the name of it. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Man. Yep. It'll be business as normal this year, thank God. We also had the Crunchyroll Anime Awards that
rigged. I mean, yeah, that was cool. That was a good time.
All right. Yep. And a couple announcements has dropped. So, before the show, we started the show, I kind of dropped a hint that there is a rumor, so you can get excited, you can, cross your fingers. Free Ren may begin a season 2.
So,
let's see, what else? Dead Alive season 5 will be this year. I think next season coming up, so I can't wait. Reincarnate as a Slime season 3, Konosuba season 3 next month. Darkness Megami, Kazuma, and Aqua are back. Cannot wait. in a cornucopia of anime. It just the spring season is gonna be stacked. Like, you thought this season was nuts, where you couldn't keep up with what you were watching. It's gonna be 10 times worse.
That's a good problem.
It's a good problem to have.
I bring the anime on. Bring it on.
All right. Okay. So, kind of blew that lead right off the bat by talking about the Crunchyroll Awards. That does not roll off the tongue. Brian kind of said it. Rigged. I kind of say it. Rigged. Okay, no. It's not rigged. It's, how can I say?
Unfair, I would say.
Popularity contest.
That's yep. It.
Yes, unfair. Like, it's, I'm like, if you take the most popular kid in school and you do an auction to see who can make the most amount of money, like purchasing the person, like, who exactly is supposed to be a threat? Like, I feel that there should be another way. Like, and the weird thing is, there's so many things that have been reduced to a popularity contest, and I believe that, and y'all can throw tomatoes and, you know, grab your pitchforks and torches if you want, but it's still true who said it and what he said. But Drake said, these days fame is disconnected from excellence, and I believe that that's absolutely true. Like, at the popular vote going to anime, or like a particular anime, and these obscure ones, or as we call it in the gaming industry, the indie ones, it's unfair. It's unfair. Like, you can't pit I'll say it, before it got mainstream, quote unquote, Solo Leveling. So many people had not heard of what Solo Leveling was as far as the anime was concerned. I heard the name, like, few and far between, but if you pit something like Solo Leveling and how many people know about that versus Naruto and how many people know about that, which one do you think is going to win a popularity contest based on the sheer fact that people know about it? Naruto.
Oh yeah, Naruto.
And it's not even close. Like, so I feel that it was just, the advantage went to those who were shonen, who were big three, who've been talked about. And you might raise the point and say, well, Solo Leveling may not have had as much of a tenure as Naruto, but that's all the more reason, is it not, to separate it from the shonen anime. That's just, I feel like that it gives the more obscure, unknown anime a chance to shine, while also paying homage to Naruto and Bleach and the like. And aren't you gatekeepers out there, the ones that are talking against Naruto and Bleach and everything in between anyway? So how do y'all let a popularity contest slip past the gate and determine and decide on a definitive spectrum that an anime is good based on how many people can just vote for it? Y'all ain't doing y'all jobs, and I'm upset with each and every one of y'all.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like if the award show just like had a separate part to it, where like had a bunch of anime that wasn't as popular, so that people can get to know it, get to know even the ones that didn't win versus the ones that won. But just anime that people never heard of before, at least in another category or something, just so they can give them a chance. You know, so it won't have to be more of a popularity contest. It could just give the lower ones just a chance to shine. I think it would have been a little bit more fair. Somehow put less popular anime in the mix.
All right. So, hold on. Actually, Trap gave me that list last week. Hold on. Let me pull it back up real quick.
Oh, yeah. That's right. school.
We talk a lot.
And another thing, you know what I'm upset about? The fact that y'all be giving Sasuke a hard time, but I'm going to get into that later.
It's one of them.
The hate is unwarranted. That's why I'm talking to you. I know you listen. Sasuke is the worst. You're the worst.
Okay. So let's, well, not really go down the list, but we can gotta do the big categories right off the bat. Anime of the year, Jujutsu Kaisen season 2. Alright. So what was competing against that one? Let me see if I can find the
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Nothing relevant, apparently. Just kidding. I mean, that's kind of the vein, ain't it? Like, I just.
Well, it's this. A lot of the categories, and I said it when I was voting. It is weird that it's the same 2 to 3 anime within every category. Jujutsu Kaisen, Demon Slayer,
Chainsaw Man.
Crap. What's the one that Trap loved last year?
Attack on Kings. Titan. Ranking of Kings,
Attack on Titan,
Bleach.
That combination of those anime were in almost every category. But then you sprinkle in, oh, let's throw Spy X Family in there. Let's throw Buddy Daddies in there. Crap, I'm looking right at the character and I can't think of a name. Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk in there. This little smattering of other anime. I mean, last year you had My Dress Up Darling. You had Jobless Reincarnation. You had Classroom Elite Season 2. You had tons of other anime to choose from. And now this is the one thing I love about anime trending. And if you hear a noise, me messing with my mic, I apologize. Is each season there was a top 10 list. All the shows, they all get to compete, and at the end of the season, the top 10 are shown. Each season, no matter what. And I love the fact that they take the top 10 of each season and they go, all right, guys, your chance to vote. And they put them up against each other. And the anime trending is so, their awards is huge. Like, it's huge. Like, when I was voting, I was like, dude, there's way too many categories for me to vote on. I'm just going to do.
Yeah, there were so many categories.
Yeah. There were so many categories to vote on. I was like, man, I'm going to vote on the ones I like. Best anime, best boy, best girl, best action scene, best fight, best opening, best ending, you know, best American voice actor, you know. And I do hope that the voice actor for Jinwoo for Solo Leveling is up in there, because homeboy blew his, not the American, but with the Japanese voice actor. Blew his own voice out.
Oof.
Screaming. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, get awarded for that.
But something, something Brian also said kind of makes sense. And something I think we kind of talked about in chat, and now we get a chance to talk about it. Gatekeeping in anime. or gatekeeping or anime quote-unquote falling off. So, okay, here's my gripe and personal gripe is Shield Hero season one. Oh hell yes, it was awesome. I mean, yes, the subject matter when it started was just controversial, but when you took the show in the season in totality, you went, oh my god, this is cool, you know. Season two came out, it was the tortoise arc. That first half of the season, I didn't know what was going on because I was anime only. So you felt like you missed a piece of information when you watched it. But all in all, when it ended, I thought it was good. Now, season three came out, what, last fall? Still on it. Season three comes out last fall, and everybody's all, "Oh man, this show totally fell off since season two." I don't know what the problem is. Is it feels rushed? The anime quality, this da 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 da. And then when they announced season four, they're like, people like, I'm all excited, like, hell yeah, season four, can't wait. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's when I start noticing the backlash. Like, people still watch this anime? Wow, what is wrong with you guys? You know what I mean?
I really don't think that the most recent season was bad at all. It was different than the first season, I agree, but I don't think it was bad. I don't think it quote unquote fell off. It may have had maybe more storytelling behind it, maybe different amount of action on different parts. I don't know exactly why people were saying it fell off, but I still enjoyed it. You can't expect every single season to be exactly like the first one. That's the whole purpose of different seasons. Stories are going to change, just people are going to change, things are going to change. So I don't know, teach your own, I guess.
There's a clear difference and something falling off and people jumping on the bandwagon to trash something just to trash something. Like, let's be real. Like, a lot of the anime that comes out and becomes popular, it becomes a lot more prevalent to hate on it. Like, people love to hate on the things that are popular. So is it falling off? Is the quality going down? Or is it the fact that we want to be hipsters and we want to go against the grain and we want to tell people, well, it's not, it's kind of overrated. We use that so often. Overrated. The two words that I see are so often used, and it's complete garbage that people do it. Overrated and trash. That's the two that people get up in arms about, and it's as if when you say it's overrated, it's like you're looking for some kind of badge of honor. Newsflash: no one in the classroom cares, bro. No one in the classroom is gonna pat you on the back and invite you to the party because you think it's overrated. Is it really overrated, or are you just trying to find something to complain about? Like, matter of fact, the next time you really think something is overrated, why don't you just separate fact from fiction? And, like, it's wild because personal preference is no longer really a thing. People don't understand this, even when it comes to anime. Let's take Deku as an example. Deku, the hero, the protagonist, the kid who started out with nothing. And I've made this analogy before on Wave Chat Radio, if y'all remember the ancient, olden episode, when I said that Deku, like, you wake up and find out that everyone around you is Superman but you. How would you feel? I would cry every day too. Can you imagine waking up and your alarm clock goes off and the guy next to you flies off to work with 5 minutes, like a whole hour to spare? You, on the other hand, have got to take your time brushing your teeth, taking a shower, getting in the car, cranking it up, and driving somewhere. Imagine someone flying past you every day as you put gas in your car. I would cry, and with gas prices the way they are, I would cry too. But
everybody's life is much easier than mine right now. I would be annoyed.
Devastated, but I digress. Back to the main point. The overhyped and the trash comments have got to stop. Y'all have really got to stop. And honestly, this is exactly why the popularity vote has probably become so prominent. Because everybody has the same opinion and everybody's so deep dive involved into this, they probably just left it up to the people. Mistake. And let those people decide. Mistake. That someone deserved the accolade. And that's just, I think that's irresponsible, just in my opinion.
Well, like, not the name drop, but one of the YouTubers that I just now started to kind of look at, his name is called, his channel is Otaku Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the judges of the Crunchyroll, the award show. God knows I can't say that word today. And he said, they literally tell you, list the anime that you think should win in these categories. So he went, he had an extensive list, and yes, there were some of the big three, but then he had a cornucopia of other things. I think he said he was one of the judges when ReZero was around, and the year that I actually started getting pissed off at the awards, when I thought ReZero should have been anime of the year, and what that fall, what was it, what was that anime, what the hell was that anime, Yuri on Ice won, and I was beyond pissed. Wait a effing second, an anime that started in January did a split core, came back in July with every damn episode leaving you on a fucking cliffhanger. You were like emotionally invested in this show, and even when it was announced season two, going, holy cow, I can't wait a year to find out what's going on in this story. Yet Ice Skaters in the fall season, the last season of the year, wins anime of the year. Now, also, we had Erased in that same freaking year. So two banger animes in the same year, but Yuri on Ice wins. I was like, and I think I told Brian, I said, dude, I don't want to sound like the bad guy in this, and I never want to say an anime is bad, and I'm not doing it. But I was like, every freaking 12-year-old little girl, teen girl, or just psycho otaku fangirl just jumped on that site and voted. And it irked the hell out of me.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I was like, damn, I have never been pissed off. I have never been pissed off at an award show more than this. And I was like, God.
How many years ago was that?
When was ReZero? Let's see. ReZero season one was...
It was 2016. ReZero, Starting Life in Another World, season one, 2016.
That was it.
Oh, wow. That was 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Like, let me see here. Oh, no. Come on, phone. Go back. So, Anime of the Year, Jujutsu Kaisen, season 2-1. They also had Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Vinland Saga, which I'm on, almost on season two for that. And I've watched, I don't know exactly how to say the first word, Boki the Rock.
Boki, what is it?
B-O-C-C-H-I, The Rock.
Bochi. The Rock.
Okay, yeah. I've seen a few episodes of that, but I never finished it yet. Hmm. yeah, those were anime of the year. Jujutsu Kaisen, Bojo the Rock, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, Vinland Saga, Oshinoko. Then Jujutsu Kaisen also won Best Action. Jujutsu Kaisen, Attack on Titan. Yep, it beat out Attack on Titan, Bleach, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, and One Piece. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't think anything could have beat Bleach me personally.
That new season, the most recent season of Bleach, man. I can't wait for the other part to come out, because hey, every episode was just like a what the F episode.
Well, we'll get through the spring season and summer it is. We'll be back this summer, so
yeah. Like, for anyone listen to the podcast that has not caught up yet, I won't spoil it for you, but you're gonna be in WTF face for most of the episodes. Let's just say that. Like, how can this dude blah blah blah, blah. How did that blah, blah, like, what is up with this guy? Oh, now him? Now he's like, oh, it's too much. It's getting on my nerves, but in a good way. Like, I need the next part ASAP. Please come on.
All right. So, real quick, I know we talked about it in chat, but now you get a chance to kind of vocalize it. And you guys kind of touched on it, but for real, how would you fix the Crunchyroll? How would you fix this broken system?
Oh man. Well, yeah, we definitely did talk about it at length, but I would do it like award shows have done, where they separate the popular anime and put them in like a pool of their own, let them fight it out, and then I would have something like a, you know, quote unquote indie anime, and let the more obscure ones have a chance to shine, like show trailers, mm-hmm. I mean, show segments, like have them talk about the concepts, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, think about it. When you get turned on to something good, half the time, you know, with your friends, like half the time it's by word of mouth. And your friends go, yo, this is dope. This is cool. Let me tell you about this. Let me, you know, this is just a little snippet. And they show you like a YouTube clip, or you see like an image, or, you know, they tell you about the characters and it's relatable. Let the Crunchyroll Awards do the same thing. Give the indies some light, some shine. Like Naruto and Bleach and the others had their chance when they came out. And I mean, they've been strong in the game for years, but it's difficult for these other anime to get up off the ground, really. And I mean, don't get me wrong, the obscure anime is cool that it's obscure, you know, that kind of gives it its charm, so to speak. But when it comes to like award shows, man, you can throw a bone to someone, you know, give that little guy the push and let them be on the up and coming, you know, talent list. I mean, look at Ranking of Kings. Like, Ranking of Kings came out, like, from my experience, Ranking of Kings was kind of like a silent killer that came out. And when I really took a look at the episode, I was like, oh, okay, it's all right. And then I got more invested as time went on, because this small guy, like, Boji, you know, he's so unassuming. You know, like, it's funny because the anime is like the character. It started out small and unassuming, and now we see there's so much potential there. So I really think that having a category for the other side of anime would help. And I can't see people like arguing that or being upset about it, because I mean, that's what we do. We love talking about our obscure anime. We love talking about that one gem that's at the bottom of the pile. You know, One Piece is like 6,748 episodes long. Let's just be real. So again, like, it's been out there for a while. Give the little guy a chance to reach, you know, have some reach. You know?
Mm-hmm. Now you can't go and say Boji and Ranking of Kings without doing his the friend's voice for us.
Really? Really? Talking about Kage?
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay, Boji. Love him. Love him. Not gonna do Boji's voice for political reasons. Not gonna do. I would just leave it at that.
Thank you.
Okay.
But I agree with Brian. Oh wait, did I say your name? I was supposed to say Bowser. Oh wait, no, never mind. Well, I could not know the secret superhero's name because I was
in jail. Okay. In trouble. Can you imagine Zordon of the Power Rangers? But Trap, you must not reveal the full names of your. We just had this conversation.
Matter of fact, everybody in trouble.
Morph her out of her suit. Just go back to class.
Oh my goodness. But no, I agree with Bowser. Let the smaller anime, or the one that's not as popular, I guess you should say. Let them have their time to shine. Put them in. Oh yeah, we can talk about the big anime too, of course, because we love the big anime. Don't get us wrong, we love the big anime, the popular animes. But we also want to see the not so big anime have their moment, have their chance to shine. So I do agree that I think that they should have a separate segment in the award show where they mention them. And you also brought up a good point of showing previews of different parts and stuff like that, so people can know more about them and want to put them on their watch list. So, I really do really wish Crunchyroll could listen to this podcast and take note for next year. That would be great.
Right.
But yeah.
All right. You both have posed some excellent suggestions on how Crunchyroll can fix their anime award show. I understand why they moved it to Japan to be right there in the hub of anime, mm-hmm. where the creators are right there. That's cool. Awesome. But the implementation of this show, and this is this year is the second year they've done it in Japan. I'm sorry, man, it was a total shit show. I speaking for someone who was up 4 in the morning watching the pre-show award stuff, and just I think I passed out about 5. I was like, yeah, I can't. I think the show actually started around 5 a.m. and then just went. All I remember starting, and next thing I was waking up at 8. So I was like, crap, I missed it.
Right.
Don't want to keep you guys, because I know, some of us got work in the morning. Boo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I gotta be there all freaking day. It sucks.
Yeah. Adulting, man. See, if they really want to corner the market, they need to make just had this thought. If they really want to corner the market, they should make anime that slice of life, and the characters accomplish all things that we wish we could as far as like quality of life or just things happening. Just imagine like an anime character does their taxes and they get all their money. Like that, I would love that episode. I would watch that episode.
Wow.
Imagine, you have that anime character who's sick and tired of having to diet and worrying about the gym and things like that, and all of a sudden they get blown to it. They get isekai to a place where all the food is calorie-less. Like, you can eat whatever you want and it won't affect your weight,
Oh my god.
Just imagine, you go to a world where corporate actually cares about you and everybody, gets a mandatory, PTO day. Now, that's my kind of anime. I'd vote for that all day long. Matter of fact, I would want to be a voice actor on that bad boy because I'd love to live that life.
Fact.
Just a little.
They have an anime kind of opposite of that, Life Lessons with Yurimichi Onisan. I think I say his name right. Have you seen that, Pat? Life Lessons with
Yurimichi. Kind of Office Space kind of anime?
Oh, no, this is the one where he, where the guy is, he's a TV personality with, a lot of kids, he performs in front of the kids and stuff. Yeah. And he has to fight through, to
do something, right?
Huh?
I feel like he has a split personality because he'll ask the kids to do something and they'll pop off on him. And like you hear his innermost thoughts.
Yes. In a lot of the episodes, he's just he pretty much just hates his life. Like this is adult life. Like, oh my god, I have to do this for the rest of my life. And he brings that out a lot. Or him and his colleagues bring that out a lot. And it's like, damn. It's funny, ha ha, but damn, I can relate to him. Oh man, he's so depressed.
I just happened to see a clip of that show this morning when I was kind of just perusing before, mm-hmm. and I was like, "What is this?" Oh, I know what this is.
Yeah,
it bust out laughing at one of the scenes. I didn't ask this at the beginning of the show, but I'm going to ask it now towards the end. What are you guys watching right now?
Oh, so I am watching right now. I'm watching a lot of things at once. Usually I start off with just one, but lately I haven't been doing that. So one of them is Classroom of the Elite. I'm on season 2. I'm almost on season 2 of Mashal, Solo Leveling. I'm up to date on Solo Leveling, up to date on Frieren. Just finished Handyman Saito in Another World. I saw a clip on Facebook and I was like, oh, that's so funny. I need to find that anime and watch it. And I watched it in like 2 days. Brian, that's the one I was telling you about with the thing.
Anime, once you start, yeah. You hook, you can't stop until it's over.
Yeah. And then I'm also watching Vinland Saga, and the Apothecary Diaries. I'm behind on that one. I know a lot of people talk about it. I'm on season 1 episode 8 of that one, so that is all that I am watching right now, but I have a lot of others on my Crunchyroll, my list that I plan on watching once I finish some of the ones I'm already watching.
And I'm not watching too much. Well, you know what? I'm gonna take this time because y'all knew it was coming, but y'all didn't know it was coming. I am on Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I don't care what you heard. One of the best games I'd have ever played in the last few years. Y'all know how big a fan I am. But again, I digress. I'm actually on season 2 of Jujutsu Kaisen. I went back and watched season 1 just to kind of refresh myself.
Good idea.
With the show. And it's so wild how like when it comes to like games or my type of characters, Satoru Gojo is just the guy. Like, I know that everybody knows that he's the guy, but from a writer's perspective and me having written multiple characters over time since like the age of 14, Gojo is just my spirit animal, bro. Like, he's everything. If I was an anime character, he's exactly what I would be. Like, he's so goofy, but at the same time, like, the guy can split you in half just before you realize that your bodies were separated. Like, I love how whimsical, and this is, it's funny because it's kind of like a cliche, well, or maybe a stereotype, or maybe a trope or something, but, and you got the anime where the guy's just stupidly powerful, but he's so strong, he doesn't think much of it. Like, it's like, Yeah, it's like breathing for them. Like, they don't really regard themselves as anything like serious or whatever, but they know that if ever they need to, they can thump you in the forehead and send you 25 years into the past. Like, that's, you know, and that's Gojo. And in season two, you know, obviously no spoilers, he's even more arrogant and funny about it. And that, to me, he's in his young prime, I guess you could say. And I think the writers did an excellent job of showing us who he was in season one, and then showing, like, backpedaling in season two, where we're like, oh, you thought he was bad in season one? Just realize that he was not always this mature. And then you think to yourself, wait a minute, Gojo wasn't mature in season one. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So you went from zero, and now season two, we're into the negatives. Like, and it's like, wow, okay. But I'm watching that. I am going to get into solo leveling, just because I hear it's something that I'm really going to enjoy, based on, like, people knowing my preferences or what I like. So I'll be getting into that. I finished Attack on Titan already, and we definitely are going to talk about the politics of Eren Jaeger. And you see, I'm getting speechless, right? That's exactly what Attack on Titan does to you.
He did it all for nothing, man.
You know what? I'm gonna say this one thing. I cried so hard near the end of Attack on Titan, man.
Yes,
like,
he
that
did.
Show. Hey, you ain't gotta put my business out there. I know I just said it, but you're not supposed to say it.
I got a co-sign on it.
No, you're not supposed to co-sign. Terrible. But yeah. So those are the ones I'm watching. I am going to get more into anime, because right now, y'all know I'm on my gaming life, my streaming life. Shameless plug, Bri King Bowser, watch me on Twitch, please. So anyway. But all just aside, I'm playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm going to be getting into Dragon's Dogma 2, the Princess Peach game. There's Rise of the Ronin, all coming out on March the 22nd. It is going to be a beautiful weekend for gaming. I hope you guys will do some gaming yourselves, and, you know, watch some good anime and eat some good food besides, man. Yeah, I'm excited.
Brian, please continue to add Link Click to your anime watch list. Please finish that.
Look, all I'm going to say is stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about it.
Love that song. And then season two song, the openings and stuff, I have those saved on my Spotify too. I play it on repeat, the opening that they have. Oh, it's just so great. Please, you know, watch season two, because it's just like, you're going to be blown away.
There's another anime I want to talk about, but I haven't found a good way to talk about it.
I want to know.
Let's just say it involves guitars, and I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to leave it right there.
Talk about that on Given is my absolute favorite.
We would have to wait until Weeb Chat After Dark so I could really give y'all my thoughts on that. I'm going to leave it right there.
All right, Ryan, I'm just going to say this real quick. I didn't know Given was a BL anime. I accidentally clicked on it one night. I was looking for anime to watch. I saw that and I clicked on it, and I was like, oh wow, the guitar, yada yada. And then the love stuff started coming out. I was like, wait a minute. But I ended season one with, I am absolutely in love with Given. It is hands down one of my favorite animes. I'm adding to my favorite anime list. I love Given so much. Like, oh gosh, don't even get me started, man. Like, my wallpaper is Given. And I freaking love those guys, man. I freaking love those guys. Anyways.
I admit it. I fell into that trap to watching Given, because I watched another anime before it.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, I came. What was it? Crap.
Mayano, however you say his name.
It was Fuka. There we go. Got it.
Oh, okay. I never heard of that one.
It was Fuka. Anime first. I watched that anime, and a friend told me to, I said, oh, I didn't watch this anime, Fuka, man. It's about this band and stuff, yada. He goes, oh, man, "You fool, you poor, poor fool." Like, "What do you mean?" He says, "You just scratched the surface on that." And that whole anime was a what if. What do you mean, what if? He's like, pick up the manga. Okay. Go straight to chapter 18. What? Yeah.
What?
And just read from there. Okay. Found the manga on my phone. Started from, I can't just start from chapter 18. Started from the beginning. Went to 18. Chapter 18 finished. My jaw hit the floor. Tears, crying everywhere, going, "No, why? And sat there from 1 in the morning till 7 in the morning just reading.
Fuka. How do you spell that?
F-U-K-A? F-U-U-K-A.
Let me see this. Oh, and it's on Crunchyroll.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, so watching Fuka, it went straight to Given. Oh, Given. Cool. Okay. Watching. Okay. Didn't know it was a BL anime. And it's like, okay. Rational mind says BL. Says turn away. But the music is good. Okay. The music is good, Pat. Just keep that in mind. The music is good, Pat. Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay. So that's how I got through Given. But the anime that I'm watching is Mashal. Mm-hmm. Season 2, Classroom of the Elite, Season 3, The Foolish Angel, Dances with the Devil, Hokkaido Girls Are Super Adorable, Takemichi, Moonlight Fantasy Season 2, which is going to be a concurrent season because it's 24 episodes, so it's going to continue on, so I cannot wait. I think I'm missing something else. History. There we go.
You're the anime head, so we know you're missing something else.
All right. Let's see. Banished from the Heroes Party, Season 2.
I heard of that one.
The Strongest Tank. Don't actually play. That shit is going to play. No. Oh, there we go. Oh, God. The Strongest Tank. God, it's one of these long ass names, bro. the strongest tank, Labyrinth Raids, a tank with a rare 9,999. God knows, too many nuns. Resistance skill got kicked out of the hero's party. Wow, I hate these names like that.
I've heard of that one too.
Tales of Wedding Rings, which I told Trap about. I said, "Hey, watch that later because it's itchy." The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic. Villainous Level 99 is the secret boss. Okay, that's all the Crunchyroll stuff.
Okay.
On High Dive, Chain Soldier, which is itchy. It's an itchy action fantasy anime. Yeah, we really need to do a WeChat Radio After Dark. Is what I'm about to say.
on the next episode,
Gushing Over Magical Girls. Yeah, that anime is out of pocket. So, long story short, young girl who idolizes the magical girls who fight for good in the city she lives in, gets approached by this floating little black dog with a star. Says, "Hey, you like magical girls, right? Yeah, you want to be like one? Yeah, okay, here." Star. She goes, and say a name. So she says name. She goes, "Oh, I'm transforming." And all of a sudden, like, you see the transformation. You go, "Whoa."
All right.
I can only imagine.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
She sees the transformation. She goes, "Oh my God, what did I turn into?" "Hey, congrats. You are now a part of the Army of Evil." "What?" "Yeah. You get to fight the magical girls now." "Yeah." So the magical girls that she idolizes see her and immediately start attacking her. But then something happens. She she beats them up. Like she beats them, but not beat them, like kill them or anything. Yeah, it's yeah. We really need to add the dart for this. So I'm gonna stop right there. bottom line is something's unleashed inside of her, which this little entity, this little black little dog floating thing, what is it? Serena, the little cat from Sailor Moon. This is the evil version of that cat. he goes, I knew she had it in her. Yeah, she says she idolizes magical girls, but really but really deep down in the dark crevices of her soul, she's a sadist.
Oh yeah, that's definitely an after dark conversation. Uh-huh. I see.
let's see, and what's two more? My instant death ability is on high dive. Basically, it's about a guy who his class is on a road trip. They all get isekai to another world. This sorceress brings them into this world and says, hey, guess what, guys? You got isekai to a new world. I have given all you guys powers, and you're going to help save this world. There's a catch.
Of course there is.
There's a catch. So, yes, all of you got powers, but some powers are awesome, some powers are lame as fuck.
My Hero Academia all over again. Shout out to Windex, man.
Those of you who end up having the lame powers, I'm going to kill you right here and now.
Oh.
So, here's the deal. There's a dragon headed this way. So, you got two choices. Fight it or get eaten. So class is freaking out, and like there's some of them are discovering the palace right then and there. Our main protagonist is sitting up in the back of the bus, knocked the hell out. He's been sleeping the whole entire time, clutching his Steam Deck basically, and the dragon cuts off the top of the bus. The ones who realize they got superpowers, they try to fight it. The ones who kind of got lame powers are cowering. Then the class dynamic just changes real quick. The ones who have the, you know, S tier powers, they're like, yeah, we're gonna go with the sanest, and like we're gonna see what this world is. The rest of you dudes, y'all on your own. They just dip, leave them. Homeboy wakes up. Huh, what the hell happened here? What's going on? The roof's gone. Oh, a dragon, huh? Shine, or die. Dragon drops. Boom. Like, the fuck? Like, what just happened? Oh, yeah. Anything that comes near me, if I don't like it, I say, I kill it. Like, what? Yeah. So two of the classmates come back and go, wait, the dragon's dead. You guys still alive? So they decide to take out these kids themselves. And the dude goes, y'all don't want to do that. What? Psst. What you gonna do, man? You ain't got no powers. Shit, hey. Dude just drops.
Friend goes, simple as that. Just die.
Yeah, just die. And the dude just, what the? This is a nutball anime. And then the final one is the one that I've been like just gushing over like a goofball for the last 6 weeks. Ninja Kamui, god damn.
Oh, bro. Yeah. Man, I really got to get on that. Watched a single episode. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it really just exceeded my expectations, to be honest.
I think
we've only seen, well, I think we've just seen the one. We may have seen the two.
Yeah, I think we saw two. But yeah, I want to catch up on that. I really want to catch up on that. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
I would say this, man. It's that anime is just beautiful. The opening song gets you hyped.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Soul Leveling, which I found that song level on Spotify and got it immediately. So.
Oh, nice.
It's now my alarm clock.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's now my alarm clock. But I have. Before we really kill the show, I just gotta say this. I have noticed that a lot of mangaka, they are not afraid to kill people.
Absolutely.
They're not afraid to kill best girls. Like, you think... I sigh when I say that, because it's just... When you think she's gonna make it through the whole episode and she doesn't, and you go, wait, she's the main character, dude. You need her? Like, okay. Main best girl got killed. Oh, here's side best girl right here. She'll make it. Gone. Like, bruh.
Tackle Titan all over again.
You can't give me the side chick, bro.
And they're like, you thought that was the side chick, but the side chick. This unassuming person is where it's at.
I say that because of what happened in Golden. Oh, sorry, I say Golden. I'm thinking of Golden Kamuy. That's about food and stuff. Ninja Kamuy. It's just. What happens in the first, not going to spoil anybody, that first episode has the highest body count I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And I was there for it.
color me intrigued.
Yeah, man.
But, man, anime, this season so far, we are coming to the end of the winter season. So, we'll be saying goodbye to Classroom Elite Season 3, and we'll be saying goodbye to Solo Leveling. Crap, I really hope that, well, one, I know Classroom Elite will have a Season 4. I sure as hell hope Solo Leveling gets a Season 2, because...
I think they will be.
So, it's a no-brainer. It's gotta be a no-brainer.
Yeah. There's too many people that just absolutely love Solo Leveling, and there's just so much goodness in Solo Leveling that it's just too hyped to not get another season. Like, I'll probably cry if they don't give Solo Leveling a second season.
Right. But yeah, there's so much good anime that's out right now. There's so much good anime that's coming out next season. Wow, I totally forgot about My Hero Academia. Season 7.
Yes. Now,
for the weirdest thing, Season 7 will not start with the rest of the anime in April. Season 7 will start in May.
Oh.
However, every Saturday in April, there will be 4 recap episodes. And when I say recap, we're talking from the beginning.
Oh.
Leading to all these episodes will lead to Season 7.
Interesting. Okay, so that that means that there's something that they want us to remember. I'm thinking something imperative.
Or they understand we're old anime fans and we need that recap.
I mean, come on, 7 years of an anime? Come on, hell yeah, you need a recap.
Yeah.
I mean, anime only is yes, you need a recap. If you're a manga fan too and you've been reading the manga, you go, you anime onlys, bruh. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready at all.
I know.
Y'all gonna be hyped. Y'all gonna cry. You been crying tears of blood. It's gonna be beautiful, man. And us culture, the manga readers, we gonna sit back and just watch. Just yeah. Wish I had those glasses with the light on it.
grinning like an evil grin on y'all face while y'all watching us suffer.
You plebeians, you should have taken my warning and read it when I did. Yeah.
You know the crazy thing about me though? I actually don't read the manga unless the season ends and it's confirmed that there'll be no more seasons. Like Domestic Girlfriend, like that, for example. I'm only reading the manga because there's no more seasons. and Yona of the Dawn.
What do you think about that domestic girlfriend, huh?
Oh, man. That.
Because I read the manga, so.
I love the fact, I didn't finish it. I didn't finish the manga, but Domestic Girlfriend, first of all, I love the fact that it's a high school anime, but they don't have, like, all those typical anime tropes that get on my nerves. Like, it's a high school anime that's very adult. they have their adult problems, kind of, I guess is the better way to say it. But, like, I feel like it's none of that childish, stupid stuff. I don't know, it seems kind of serious to me. I mean, yeah, they have some funny parts of it here and there, but it just seems more serious than other high school anime that I've seen before. And Domestic Girlfriend, I was really hoping that there was a season two, but no, I guess there won't be, so I really want to find out what happened with these certain two people.
Damn, I'm trying not to laugh. I mean, okay, we're all adults. This is an adult show too. I don't care. I mean, the first thing. Here's how. If you haven't watched the anime, here's how it starts. Mom, Dad, tonight I got laid.
Well, that's our show. So that's all we have for today. Y'all be good. Next episode.
I mean, the girl, I don't know her. I don't know her at all. She just said, hey, we ended up at a party. She goes, hey, you want to do it?
Man, sure.
Sure.
And despite what y'all may think, that is not how it happens IRL. I don't care. Don't care who you are. It's just, you know.
Yeah, you see what I mean when I say this anime, high school anime, is different from other high school animes I've seen? Like, that doesn't happen. I'm sure it happened in other high school anime, but I haven't seen those. Most high school anime I've seen does not have that in it. So that's why I was very pleased with Domestic Girlfriend. So I'm like, oh shoot, okay. Finally something more adult, more grown up. Okay, nice.
I mean, come on now. I mean, we go from that to next day in class. Sensei, damn, she's cute. I love her. I want to be with her.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Little does he know. Stop.
Ooh, one of these is like the other.
His life gets turned upside down, and we go, yes, ooh, we're here for it. Let's go. let the carnage begin.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, like you might not want to do that. You might not want to do that. Oh, my God. I recommend that anime. Brian, I would like to add that to a recommendation for you, too, because that's a good anime, in my opinion. I would definitely recommend that for people to watch.
Yeah. Now, granted, when Brian watches this, he watches the anime and it just stops at a certain point, he's going to go, what the heck? What's the rest of it? you just hand him the manga. Here you go, bro.
Yep, there you go.
turn the chapter to this. What? Yeah, right here.
Oh.
Man. That was one of the animes that, that one in, what was it? What was I reading? I was reading that one, which is Quintessential Quintuplets and Girlfriend all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Quintessential Quintuplets, I've read the manga straight through. The point I'm trying to get with these two animes is the manga, the way it ends, you're gonna end up seeing, okay, what the So, author, here's a question. Did you have a clear ending in mind? Or was this, hey, I'm going to end it on a, what do you think happened? Use your imagination.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, check out my next work. See ya.
Oh, man, no.
Now, okay. Now,
what is this, The Matrix?
quintessential quintuplets ends on a note like that. Yes.
Okay.
Domestic girlfriend has an ending, but you're gonna go, I don't walk through fire, bro. I don't been through all this, and this is how you end it.
Okay.
The most confusing way possible.
And go, okay.
How in the world does this work? Somebody explain this to me. When you get to the ending, that's how you're gonna feel.
Okay. I need to start back reading it. I stopped. I gotta start back. Oh my goodness.
All right. So I said we're going to end the show, and we, as usual, found something else to talk about.
Yeah, I'm an old man. I'm about to catch some of these Z's and catch a few more just to put it on layaway.
Oh my
god! Come back and get them again.
I don't know. It sounded like you were messing with it. I thought I heard a controller keys going off left and right a couple of seconds ago.
Oh no, that's just me and my trusty keyboard. You know, I love my mechanical. You know what? We'll talk about it next time. I love my mechanical keyboard. That's all I love. That's all I'm saying right now.
And I hate mechanical keyboards.
Sucks to be you. No,
it's so loud.
But this is
fun. Brian likes noises. I hate noises.
I bought a mechanical keyboard too. I saw one that said, "Oh my god, it's a 60% keyboard and it's got RGB. Heck yeah, bro, let's go!" And then I started typing on it. Oh my god, this thing is
yeah,
yeah, brother. The clickety clack clack click clack clack.
It's Monday now, but yesterday, 4 a.m., I finished the Twitch stream, and I went, oh, I need to type a description, and start typing. I'm like, oh, this is loud. So I said, let me slow down. Tap, 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 tap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, this sucks.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting me a new keyboard, because I mean, it's fine for like 2 minutes, but after a while, I was like, oh my God, shut up. I'm a certain type of introvert where I don't like extra unnecessary noises. Like, please, like, all the hooting and hollering, just stop it. All that noise.
Well,
somewhere, all that noise.
There are some mechanical keyboards that are actually quiet. It depends on the type of switches you have on them. So I would say, go out and do some keyboard shopping and start clacking those keys and go, too loud, soft, hell no, you know. so stuff like that. Well, we had talked about a myriad of things, kind of rapid fire. I love freeform shows. I feel like when I try to script a show, it feels not boring, but rehearsed.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
So, you like more natural approach.
Yep.
That keyboard.
I can hear him click, 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 click.
All that hooting and hollering.
Y'all go ahead on. Y'all can leave me because I don't need y'all anyway. Rich. Can't say the other word. Nah, this is definitely fun. Thank you guys for being on the podcast with me, and thank you for having me back. You know,
yeah, whatever.
Mechanical hater. Nah. But we'll definitely be at GalaxyCon this year. More fun, more of what you love, more me, you know, handing out a bunch of cards to all the people after I get them to do dances, and you know, we do the line wave and all that good stuff.
Oh yeah.
That was so much fun. But I'm gonna be an old man and like a kid playing dodgeball with no coordination. I'm out.
Oh my gosh. And also thank you guys for having me as well. I hope to be on more future podcasts with you guys. It was fun.
Yeah.
And anything anime related, like, I'm down. I can talk for so long. Anime is my number one. So anime or fashion, those are my top three, but anime is the number one. So yeah, can't wait for GalaxyCon. Already putting together some more outfits. You know, that's, I look forward to doing that all the time. Something anime related, but fashionable at the same time. So, yep, that's how I do. But, yep, so I'll hopefully be on the next podcast with you guys discussing GalaxyCon 2024.
For sure. Yo, Bowser.
Yes, sir.
Do me a favor. Now you can do a shameless plug. Tell everybody where they can reach you other than WeChat Radio.
I do stream on Twitch. The Twitch is Bry, Bry King Bowser Jessica Sals, Bryking Bowser. You can find me playing all types of RPGs and some Destiny 2 and all manner of other titles. I'll definitely be taking it more seriously this time around, just because there's so many good games to play. And I would love for you guys to come in, talk to me, holler at me, hit that follow button, and just chop it up with me. Tell me about your favorite games, your likes, your dislikes. The only thing I ask is that if you come, come prepared. When I say prepare, I mean ready to talk games, ready to get hype with me, ready to go through some nice memories, man. Yeah, my boy Pat, he does stream as well. You thought I wasn't gonna include you in that because I haven't caught the last few streams, but no, we here. So where can people find you on Twitch, brother?
Ah, man. My Twitch stream sucks, but I...
No, it doesn't.
Nah, I've been having audio issues, but I think I sound low, so when I talk. But you can reach my stream is Mega Knight 360 or MKT360 at Twitch. I'm mostly sports based. If you can throw it, shoot it, drive it, I'm down for it. Been playing a lot of Madden right now, especially with the free agency stuff that's dropped. I've been actually started a free agency series where I'm kind of picking teams that had the most headlines in the last couple of weeks and kind of playing as that team to kind of see the changes in the team. Also, F1 motor racing. I bought WWE 2K24. Nice. I haven't played it yet. Yeah, so I'm trying to get into this whole Twitch space and see what the big whoop is about. I literally watched my brother in crime here hit affiliate in like record pace, and I kind of want to be right there with him. Yeah, so
we'll get you there.
Yeah, so that's me. Trap, Miss Artist.
Yo,
Miss Casanova, Picasso. Yo. Where can we reach you?
Oh, so about that. Well, no.
In bed after 9 p.m.
What's wrong? I work hard. I'm tired all the time. You guys can reach me on Instagram. At @the_mtrap_canvas. Trap with two P's, please. Thanks. Yeah. So the mtrap canvas on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. For the longest that's up. I don't know what the verdict is on TikTok yet, if it's going to be taken down or not. But for now, yep, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. @the_mtrap_canvas. I would really appreciate your support. I don't have any recent art stuff there, but I will soon be adding some new stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Well, now we've all plugged our wares, so to speak. One last shameless plug here. Again, we thank you for listening in. now watching, because you can see me, can't see them, but you can see me.
maybe next episode, guys.
Yeah, next time.
they will lift the dark veil that's upon the screen here as you're watching. But like I said, you can always reach WeChat Radio on Instagram and Facebook. Oh, and Twitter and TikTok. Thanks for reminding me of the TikTok trap. And TikTok at WeChat Radio. Also, you can reach us at WeChatRadio.com. Wow, I forgot. I own a website. I am remembering things. Yay. Site's gonna be under construction. I want to rebuild that. And hey, guys, if you want to help me rebuild a website, you're welcome to do it.
I'm like, yeah, I'm asked telling you.
Office space. Yeah. Nah. It's through Squarespace, so it's not uber hard. It's just, yeah. one man show don't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you building this stuff, but yeah. You can reach us on our social medias. Yo, drop a like, drop a comment on anything you heard. You want to talk about the Crunchyroll Awards, gatekeeping anime, how manga writers kill their best girls. Anything you want. Hit us up. 9 out of 10 within a matter of minutes, one of us is going to respond to you. So. We have a very good response rate on the WeChat Radio Facebook site, which is cool. But again, I digress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We're gonna be definitely doing more down the pipe as we ramp everything up to GalaxyCon 2024. I have this idea for a giveaway. That I want to run by you guys, not now, but later.
Cool beans.
Yeah. So, hey, anything to spark engagement, I'm down for it. You know what I mean? So, anything I can do to get people talking about this awesome genre. You know, I don't care if it's a show that's 20 years ago. Well. I probably watched it 20 years ago. it's about an old show, a new show, an opening, an ending, a cosplay. Within reason, a cosplay. whatever it is, we're here for it. This is WeChat Radio, and we are out.
Oh, we'll catch y'all guys on the flip side. Y'all be good to each other and yourselves. Mental health, self-care. You know, I am he who does the most, but I am absolutely doing what I can to maintain on my end so we bring you guys quality content. We'll check y'all later. Pat, we appreciate you. Trap, we appreciate you. And yeah, we're going to toss it. We're going to do like an isekai and flow on to the next. Y'all know how we do.
Thanks. Y'all be safe. Watch your surroundings. And yeah. Be nice and be kind to one another, because you never know what someone else is going through. You never know what they're battling. So, yeah. Spread kindness. And y'all have a good night.
Catch up on the flip.
Hi, guys. Thank you again for joining us this week on WeChat Radio. Make sure you follow the show on Facebook. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcast so you never miss a show. If you like what we do, leave a comment on iTunes. We appreciate it a lot. Or you can simply share the show with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time, guys, on WeChat Radio.